This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are here on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And we are... As I said in the previous hour, we're having some technical difficulties with our phone line. So I'll give you the phone number, which is 855-660-4261. But I'll let you know when you can give a call. In the meantime, you could email us through our website at paulparent.com. On the bottom of the website, there's a way to send us an email, and we can answer it. I've had a couple so far, and I have another one here from Dave in Falmouth. And I'll read it to you. It says, good morning, Patrick. I purchased some unusual seeds, such as spikenard, sweet tea vine, and lingonberry, etc. The packets say these seeds have specific germination requirements, scarification and or stratification. For example, spikenard, Aurelia, racemos, the website says scarification may improve germination, cold stratify 45 to 60 days. So it follows up with, I'm wondering how hard it is to do this and what exactly is involved. Any input would be great. Thanks, Dave, out of Falmouth. So, couple things. So if we want to look at first, maybe scarification, right? Scarification is really breaking the seed down a little bit, right? There's a number of ways to do that. Maybe it's using a piece of sandpaper. Maybe it's using a file. We're really looking to nick the seeds, right? So if you have it, what it is these seeds have a hard coating around them. And in order for them to germinate a little bit quicker and easier, you need to scar them a little bit. It's nature's way of kind of not sprouting, the plant's not sprouting too early. That's really what it's looking to do for you. So this is just a nice way of helping nature do its thing. Now, how do we do this? Obviously, nice and easy. You can take a piece of sandpaper, get your seed, and just rub it on there. You'll notice the coating color is going to be different than the inner part of the seed. When you see that, you don't want to take the whole coating off. You want to just take some of it to get it ready. And that would be considered scarification. Some will then actually place the seed in a bowl of water, let it soak overnight. You'll start to notice that the seed will swell, will get bigger. You immediately remove it from the water and then get it planted. So that's scarification, nice, quick, easy way. There's other ways to do it, right? Some will actually say place the seeds in the freezer overnight, then soak at room temperature for a few days until the seeds start to swell. That'll pop some of that hard coating off. Another one is place seeds in a freezer overnight, then put them in boiling water. Let them soak in hot water for just several hours versus several days, and then you'll be able to use them. A nice easy one, take a look at getting a bag. Place them in a bag with sand and maybe like a 50-50 mix. or a 50-50 mix of sand and peat moss, and then shake for 60 seconds to a couple minutes, then put them in water and let them soak overnight. So the whole thing is, if you think about this, we're looking for them somehow to break down that hard coating of seeds to be able to germinate a little bit easier. So that's with scarification, right? So then there's that other one of stratification, where the cold stratification, what do we want to do? So this is one where there's a number of styles. You can do sand and water, you can do peat moss and water, or you can just soak them in a paper towel, right? So we'll go with the soaking with paper towels. Real easy. You soak the seeds for a couple hours, 1 to 2 hours. Then you place them in between paper towels on a single layer. You put one on top, one on bottom. Or you can just wrap the seeds with that paper towel, the damp paper towel. Put it in a Ziploc bag. Put the date on it. Throw it in the refrigerator for about a month, maybe 5 weeks. You can do that, again, just by soaking it in water. You could do it with a sand and water mix, where you get some sand, you mix it with water, you slowly mix it so it's almost becoming like a ball, right? And then before it gets to that, you can add the seeds that you want in there, mix it in with all of that, put it into a Ziploc bag again, and then let it sit in the refrigerator for about a month. In about a month, the seedling should start to sprout. Once that happens, get it into the ground or into pots. Both of these are pretty easy to do. They sound like a lot. They sound like they're a lot more, but they are pretty easy to do. So those are some things with the question that we received from Dave this morning on scarification and stratification. The cold stratification, what to do. Like I said, they sound harder because you look at them and you're like, stratification? What am I, back in science class in middle school? Like, what is going on here? But yeah, no, it looks a little bit harder than it is, and it's not that bad. That's the process you might have heard me talk about a number of times, is putting them in a refrigerator in between damp paper towels to get them to get to that next level. The cold stratification is one that will force those seeds to get into that next level, go to the next spot. So hopefully that helps you, Dave. That'll give you some input, for what you're looking for in the garden for everything going forward. So hopefully that, like I said, hopefully that helps out, but it's a lot easier than you expect. And these are some of the seeds that you'd be looking at doing are the ones that have a harder outer coating of the plant, right? You're looking at some morning glories, Joe Pieweed, you want to get into some of the vegetables, winter squash, spinach, and beans. Those are ones that would do well with a scarification. Columbine and moonflower are another. Joe pieweed, like I said, milkweed, lupin. Those are just some common seeds that you would use scarification with. For cold stratification, a couple that you might be thinking of, lupin again would be one, St. John's wort, Rubeckia, coneflower, lavender, catmint, just to name a few. So these are some things where you could do that little extra to get started. If you think about it, the cold stratification right now is going to take a month. So, looking at some of these seeds, they're saying to start planting indoors in mid-March to late March. Well, if you started that cold stratification in March, that's another month out. You're not going to get it as early as you're looking for. So maybe looking at some of these and saying, all right, I'm going to get that cold stratification done now. So in a month and a half from now, I can start planting indoors in seed trays and then get them outdoors when it comes time. So just look at it. It'll say right on the package If it needs to be cold, stratified, or scarified, scarification. So definitely take a look at the package. There's tons of information on a lot of them, but those are some good examples, to be done. And this is the time of season to be doing it, so you're ready for going forward. Our phone lines are still down, but I'm going to give the number. It's 855-660-4261. I don't believe I mentioned it this hour, but at our GCN studios, when I started the show, it was negative 19 degrees. So there's a lot of frozen stuff out there. So, but at least we can be here live. I can give you some information. You can email us. Go to our website at paulparent.com. And at the bottom, there's a way to email us, and I will try and answer those questions coming out of breaks, so I'm not just stopping in the middle of talking here and then reading one. I've already tried to do it, and I notice myself starting to fade off, so I'm gonna hold off so until I get into those breaks, and we'll try and answer some of those questions coming out of the break in the next few segments here. So you can go to our website, paulparent.com. Go all the way down to the bottom and send us an email, and we'll do what we can to help you out. But like I said, just give me a little bit of time in between them so I don't stop what I'm doing and talking to you guys and read the emails, because dead air is not what we're looking for. Anyways, a couple hours left in the show on this Valentine's Day. The sun is starting to pop out, at least the light, so we're getting there in that day, and it'll start to warm up as we go. So we're
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier.
That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned. We'll see you soon.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have some calls online, so we'll get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Elizabeth is in Northampton, New Hampshire.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Every Christmas I receive an amaryllis bulb, a couple of them, from a friend of mine.
Okay.
And I have a whole stack of them in my basement, and each year I do put them out after they finish blooming. I put them outside, and I put one out this past spring. And I just wondered, what do I do with it now to make it bloom again?
Well, so is it, it's outside still? Is it in a pot? Is it in the ground?
It's in a pot. Should I put them in the ground each spring?
No, you don't have to. It was just one of those things. Some people will put them down in the ground, but you don't have to.
Put them in the ground, would I bring them in the fall, or could I leave them out?
You would have to bring them in the fall. It's one that doesn't, doesn't go through the winter very well.
Okay.
So what you kind of need to do is allow that bulb to go dormant for a period of time. Okay. So you would bring that pot in at this point, and what I'd want you to do is basically put it in a dark area for 8 to 12 weeks, right? So you can put it in like a basement, in a garage, in a closet, that type of thing.
I put it in a basement. My basement has a stone floor. We're in an old farmhouse.
Okay.
So it's a stone floor.
So basically what you're trying to do is, so you'll bring it indoors, you want the leaves to turn brown, okay, and start to dry a little bit. Once that happens, you cut them off, and then you leave the bulb in the dark for about 8 to 12 weeks. You don't water it, you don't do anything along those lines. The only thing you would do is periodically inspect it to see if you're seeing any mold or mildew or anything growing like that, okay?
Okay.
If you start to see any new growth starting to appear during this time, you need to take it out of the that dark location and put it into the sunny window so that it can start to do its growing system. But this is the perfect time to get it so it'll be ready for around Christmas. Getting that 8 weeks in the dark and starting to pop from there. So after about those 8 to 12 weeks, you bring it into a sunny location, you water it, and you will actually fertilize it with a like a high phosphorus type fertilizer, and then it usually develops a blossom in about 4 to 6 weeks. Okay, so we're looking. Say we did this in 8 weeks, we had it dormant for 8 weeks, that puts us at the beginning of November, right? So at the beginning of November, and then we wait about another 4 to 6 weeks for it to really blossom, which is putting us almost at right before Christmas.
So early November, I bring it out of the basement.
Yep, so, you know, you can, if you're looking to do it for like a 12-week span, you know, just kind of say you did it today, 12 weeks from today or 8 weeks from today. I mean, you can even do 10 weeks. It's really that 8 to 12 weeks is that dormancy period that it needs. It needs that time to rejuvenate and get ready for that next season that it's coming for you. So keeping it inside, so if you were to put it down now into the basement, we're looking around November 13th-ish, right?
Okay. Yes.
And then if you're at that point, once you bring it up, 4 to 6 weeks from there puts us at just about Christmas. So you could have a flowering amaryllis for just about Christmas if you started right now with the amaryllis.
Okay, 4 to 6 weeks in a sunny window, and it should bloom around Christmas.
It should. Again, it all depends on when you take it out of the dark location. And you want this area to only get about 50 to 60 degrees as the low. You don't want it to get, like, freezing down there.
No, it doesn't freeze down there.
Perfect. So you want that cool temperature. It's basically, it's a quick version of wintering bulbs like a tulip or a daffodil. We're doing the same thing, just in a quick version. So that's what we're looking to do.
Okay, of the bulbs, I have put some pots down in the basement. Should I repot them?
No, repot them when they come out. Don't do it now, okay? I gotta go to break. Sorry, Elizabeth.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is the third approved for use in the U.S. to inoculate against the virus. Dr. Gregory Poland said, at one dose, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine can help inoculate Americans faster.
People only have to make one appointment for their complete vaccination.
He also said there's no special storage restrictions.
It can be stored for 3 months at normal refrigerator temperatures and has a 2-year shelf life.
On Friday, CDC Commissioner Dr. Rochelle Walensky warned that following the recent decrease in coronavirus case numbers and hospitalizations,
the latest data suggests that these declines may be stalling, potentially leveling off at still a very high number.
This is USA Radio News. Today, former President Trump will speak at CPAC. Florida Congresswoman Kat Kemick on Fox News says the speakers are sending a message to the entire country.
This is all about America First, and what we are going to be doing as conservatives to make sure that we make that policy that that President Trump put forward continue on. We are going to be championing his legacy for the next 2-4 years and beyond, and that is exactly what we were talking about.
Three people died after a single-engine plane crashed just north of Gainesville, Florida on Friday. The pilot of a Cessna 182 tried returning to the Gainesville airport before crashing near a mobile home park in Hall County. Three people died in the crash. Deputies say the bodies were transported to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation for autopsy. Authorities say part of a wing landed on a mobile home, but none of the individuals were home and none were injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. For those of you who have been listening, I know that we had some phone issues, but they are fixed. So you can give us a call, and we'll help you out. Speaking of that, we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Betty is in Columbia, South Carolina.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Around here, everybody calls these cactus plants that bloom Christmas cactus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have some that bloom different times of the year. But I have a friend who has several of them, and he cannot get them to bloom.
Okay.
What do you suggest?
So there are a number of that style Christmas cactus. There's even a Thanksgiving cactus. There's another one I can't think of off the top of my head. But they know it's called this one's called a Christmas cactus?
Yes.
Okay. And what... It just hasn't bloomed at all. Not one bit. Or
they grow very well, but they do not bloom.
Okay, so sometimes there's a couple things that could happen. One, where it got too warm, where the warm temperatures are actually causing it to slow down and not show any of the blossoms that you need. So it does need a little bit of a temperature drop to push some of that flowering. So instead of in like a south-facing window, try moving it to like the north-facing window where it's a little bit of cool air. Basically, what it needs to know is that the cold winter period is coming. You know what I mean? So it will signal in the plant that it's time to start pushing buds out for that season. Another issue could be is overwatering. They could be it just was watered constantly and it just looks lush and green, but it just hasn't pushed the blooms because there was too much water for the season.
Okay.
Another option would be needs to be repotted.
Sometimes with pot-bound plants like this, they won't be able to push flowers because they are just circling roots in there. And so they can't push out those flowers. So what you want to look at is with a Christmas cactus, you can put your hand through the plant kind of and then flip the plant over, holding the plant, remove the pot a little bit. So you can see if the roots are circling and they're just going around in circles, it definitely needs to be repotted and brought to that next size up.
And loosen the roots, right?
Yes.
Break them up.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to, like, rip them apart, but you want to loosen them up so they'll start to move in that new soil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One other thing that it could be is in like October that when the light outside is different, right? We start getting more darkness during the day versus during the summer. The plant needs to have at least 12 hours of dark to bloom. Okay, so if it's in a sunny window all the time and, you know, there's street lights on or there's light lamps or hot, you know, grow lamps or anything over it for more than 12 hours during the day, it can actually mess up the way it flowers. So, that there's a number of things that it could be. And then on top of that, you know, it could be like the Thanksgiving cactus. It could be a different type of cactus. But try those first few things and see what it does. But I think one of those might do the trick for them.
Right. He has very good luck with his violets, but not with his with his cactus. Maybe he picked the violets. But I will pass this information on to him, and I appreciate your help.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
And you do the same.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry's in New Hampshire.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, and
good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Thank you. You as well, to everyone as well, too.
I have a good challenge for you.
Sure.
Okay, I have some tree stumps just been cut. They're about 36 inch in diameter, and I would like to hollow them out and put some flowers in it. So I'm going to have them about 8 to 12 inches deep. I'll have holes on the bottom for drainage, and I'm looking for flowers, perennials, that I can put in there that would bloom, the season, spring, summer, fall. So the roots, I guess, are going to have to, you know, somewhere that would take 8 to 12 inches deep. And I'm looking for flowers that, you know, that would grow up tall, kind of medium and low in the stump. So it would kind of maybe hang over.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm trying to find.
Okay. So the root system, I'm not going to be worried about if you're hollowing it out and you're drilling some holes down to be for drainage, whatnot. The thing is over time, the rest of it's going to rot out. And so the roots are going to grow kind of wherever they want. So I'm not worried about any root system on there. Long-term effects, the only thing I might be worried about is the stump itself kind of falling apart. But that, you know, I think you can deal with that, and that would be fine. As far as some plants, the follow-up question I have, what is it, now that you've taken the tree down, is it a sunny area, or is it still got some part shade?
No, it'll have sun probably a good 8 to 12 hours.
Okay, so we're talking full sun.
Yeah.
And you said you want to go perennials, right?
I Well, I have a few stumps that I can kind of mix. You know,
yep.
Some I can do annuals, but there's some of the big ones. And these are red oaks. And they're so, you know, which is a very dense wood. So they're not gonna rot that quickly, I don't think.
Yeah, no, it'll take some time, but long-term effects.
So I'm not
effects.
Really worried about that. Perennials and more perennials, and then on the side annuals.
Okay. Well, so some simple ones that we could be adding to the perennials to be putting in there might be throwing some different types of daylilies in there. Some daylilies will adapt nice and easily. They'll get you the medium height that you're looking for. You can even go to some of those daylilies that will bloom multiple times during the season. So that might be a nice, easy one. You could look at some catmint. Sometimes with the purple flowers, they'll stay low. So it's almost like you could have two heights to it.
What was that?
It's the catmint.
Okay.
Yep, it'll have a purple flower to it, but it stays lower, so you can get some different heights to it.
Okay.
You could throw different types of grasses in there to give you some definite height without a problem. I'm trying to think what some other ones you could be doing. one to get like a really big size to it. You could use the perennial hibiscus, the ones that you can almost have like a dinner plate. Dinner plate's usually for like dahlias, but this would be one where it's that size on the blooms on some of them. That they come in some different color leaves, but and different color flowers. Those can get you some height. I've seen some of those get like 5 feet tall. Right, so
that
might be an option to put in there. For anything that kind of trails over, I might go on the annual side for those. Because with perennials, anything that is like a ground cover that kind of leans over can take over everything. Right, so if you're looking for something to hang over, maybe look at some petunias or some ivies. Sweet potato vine you could try, but those can tend to take over in the area. You could use, there's a licorice plant that can be trailing like that. The vincas, like I said. So those are a number of ones that I would use for the trailing. Because, like I said, if you were to throw perennials in there that are more ground covers, they can choke out some of the other plants. You're losing the effect that you're looking for. One thing, and you'll have to watch it as it goes when you're fertilizing these. So oaks have always been heavy feeders. Even though you cut them down and it's just a stump, that root system is still in the ground for a number of years. That is still active, right? So just be aware when you're fertilizing, it might fertilize the oak tree itself a bit. So you might start to see some sprouts pop up on the sides. And it might not be going to the plant like you want it to. So just something to keep an eye out on, because oaks have always been heavy feeders. Oaks are the type that you can feed the lawn in areas and it'll just take the food from the lawn. And you look at the lawn and say, well, I'm feeding and I'm doing everything I can, but there's an oak right there and that's what can happen. So just that's something to keep in mind when you're planting in this location.
Gotcha. How about phlox?
So you could do the phlox, right? You're like the creeping garden phlox. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah. They hang over, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can put those on a rock wall. Sometimes they do that. So definitely just, again, that might be one where maybe that you said you had a number of different stumps you could use. Maybe that one's all phlox.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it does it, but the only thing about that is once it's done flowering, it just kind of looks green, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I was kind of thinking for anything that you want to trail over, I was thinking go annual towards that, because you can change it, and it will, you know, it'll be just for that season, and then the perennials can go back to being dormant for the winter, that type of thing. Just, that's my opinion, but you could try it, definitely. I'm sure that would look kind of pretty cool coming out of a stump like that, having, you know, the garden flux just creep out over it. That'd be kind of interesting to see. But, yeah. You know, it's one of those things where sky's the limit, but you just have to take a look at how the fertilization's going, making sure that the water, continue to water it, but watch the water. Because, again, the first couple seasons, this stump, even though it's a stump, is still living. So,
how about a slow foot to trim? What time of year?
You would do that. You could do that in the spring to get it ready, or after it shoots out some of those little flowers. You can do it after it does that as well.
Okay. And how about
hindsight form?
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Liz is in Cape Cod.
Liz, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. I have a question about my clivia plant. I repotted it last year, and it hasn't bloomed for about 3 or 4 years. I put all new potting soil in it, and I've given it light and water and so on and so forth. But right now, when I brought it up from the basement to see what I could do, it some of the leaves have rust spots on them, and I don't know what that is. And the other thing is, I see some of the roots are up at the top, like right around the bulb. And I don't know if it should look that way or not. I can't remember.
Okay. So where are the rust spots on them?
Towards the end, the latter part of the leaf, not where it comes out of the bulb, but at the end. You know, like half yep. halfway down.
Okay.
From the tip.
So it could be, to be honest, it could be a rust. They do get a fungus called rust sometimes. So you could actually be using a product on there. Like a copper fungicide you could use. You could use like a neem oil. You could use... Bonite has a product called Revitalize that you could use. You could also use like Funganil for the synthetic.
to spray the plant to get rid of the rust. Eventually, it'll kind of rub off and clean off. If that's the case, if that's what's going on, if the leaves are starting to turn colors themselves, like you're seeing like a difference in the leaf, it's not like a rust covering. That could be a couple things. Could be needs more humidity. It could mean that it either dried out or had too much water on it. Those are a couple of the different options on it.
Excuse me. I'm wondering if because the basement, you know, has been exceptionally cold this year, it's a garage attached to the house, and historically it's not been a problem, and I'm wondering if perhaps it was a lot cooler and it didn't get as much water. Usually I water it once a month in the basement, and perhaps I didn't.
Okay. Well, that definitely could factor into that, on how it's been, the cold temperatures, etc. I would definitely see that as something that could happen to the plant. So, you know, sometimes what happens with overwatering or underwatering, they look identical, unfortunately, so it you can't tell the difference. So maybe it's partially underwatering is what had happened. The thing is, when it gets colder, right, it's harder to, the plant doesn't dry out as quickly. So by watering less, like you have been doing, or once a month here, it might not be bad. So that, you know, we could take the whole watering thought process out of it, because of the fact that the cold temperature has kind of forced you to water less, which means it took more time for it to dry out. So that could be part of it. You're not seeing any type of like insect or anything on it when you kind of move it around, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So, I mean, it could be the fungus. I would spray with something along the lines of like copper fungicide on there just to be safe. Mm-hmm. So copper fungicide's organic, so you could do it in the house, you know, and not worry about it. You could do it back in the basement or in that garage where you were, and then go from there. So that's kind of what I'm thinking right off, first off, on it, especially with you less watering that you've been doing just based on the weather. I would think it just might be a rust, and they do tend to get that on them.
What about the roots that I'm seeing at the top?
So what I would want to see you do is just take a little bit of soil and kind of cover them up a little bit. What could have happened, right? So with the temperatures being so cold and the roots being exposed, that could have an effect to it, because the roots are more exposed to the cold weather, and that's what causes later issues. So I just put a little bit of soil on top of it, get some, you know, potting soil, nothing major, and just cover it up a little bit. You don't have to just like cover it by inches. I'd just have it an outer coating on the top.
Okay, I'm going to put them under grow lights. How long should they be under the light?
You know what? Hang tight for me. I can go into that after.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.